Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Vov. The Gemara on the bottom of Hemet Beis suggests that maybe we could find a mocker that Asay is Doicha, Alois Asay Shiyosh Bekoris, from the fact that we need a special pasuk to tell you that Kibud Avvoim is not Doicha Shabbos. The Gemara brings the pasuk Ish Imoy Vo'ovav Tirove Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, so there's a pasuk juxtaposes, puts together the Imoy Vo'ovav Tirove, the mitzvah of Moira Avvoim, Kibud Avvoim, like we'll see, and it puts it together with Shabbos, Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, from which we learn out that I would think that if the father is Mitzave, the Bain, that the Gemara goes to be Mechal Shabbos for the purpose of Kibud Avvoim, like we have a suggestion in the Gemara that he said to him, Shechoitli, Basheli, Shech for me something on Shabbos to take care of my needs, or cook for me something on Shabbos. So I would think that Kibud Avvoim is Doicha Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, he do it for the Kibud Avvoim. And the Kamash Malon is Shechoitli Tishmoiru, the Gemara learns out, Kolchem Chayovim Bekvoidi. All of you are Chayav and my Kovidi, the father is my Chayav and the Kovid as well, and the Kibud Avvoim is not Doicha Shabbos. So Zetzuchoy, the Gemara says, if not for the special drosha, we would have said that the mitzvah saseh of Kibud Avvoim is doicha the lav shish bekoros of Shabbos, and maybe that's why we have this rule that perhaps it's a klal asay doicha loisay shish bekoros, which is why by yibum we need a special drasha of aleha to tell you that you can't be miyabim b'mokum the erva of a chois isha, which is yesh bekoros. That's what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara goes through a shakla v'tayyah, and then it comes out some soif that there will be no mocker from this drosha, because Kibud Avvoim is different, shekein hechsher mitzvah. There's a big, big machloikis Rashi and Tosfos how to understand this dichoy of the Gemara, that shekein hechsher mitzvah. Shitas Rashi is that shekein hechsher mitzvah means that by Kibud Avvoim, the only way, the einzige weg, that it's possible to perform the mitzvah of Kibud Avvoim, the only way to take care of this din kibud is by doing exactly what the father said and by violating the Shabbos. And in Meila there, they would have been a hava minataka that the kibud avvoim is doicha Shabbos, even though it's yesh bekoros, because it's the einzige weg that's called hechshek yumoy, hechshek mitzvah, the one and only way by which the mitzvah becomes mukhshab, which you took care of the din mitzvah of kibud avvoim, is by doing the shechita and the bishul, and that's where I would have said that kibud avvoim is taka doicha, the lav sheyesh bekoros of Shabbos. Masha enkein zok Rashi, by your case that you're trying to learn out too, which is that you're trying to find the mocker that I would have said, that the mitzvah of Yibum is doicha, the lav sheyesh bekoros of erva, of achois isha. So over there, Zok Rashi, vibalt, that the Yibum is not the einzige weg, it's not the only way to take care of the din mitzvah's Yibum, because it's possible it's efshe b'chalitza. You could have done away with the need for the Yibum. You could have done it with chalitza, which doesn't involve any violation of the din erva. So therefore, since it's not the hechshek yumoy, the Yibum is not the only way, the einzige weg, and meila, I would not have had any could not have learned out from Kibud Avvoim that I say doicha lo sheyesh bekoros in a case like the Yibum, where it's efshar al yedei chalitza. This is the way Rashi goes through the Gemara, so we're knocking off that this should have been the need for the drosha of Aleha, because otherwise I said that Yibum is doicha the erva, Yibum would not have been doicha the erva because it was efshar b'chalitza. That's the Shitas Rashi. On this, Tosfos asks a number of kashis. For one thing, Tosfos points out stamazoi that it ought to come out of Rashi's derech in this Gemara, that we're being masik, that we're mamash coming out l'maskon, that I say is doicha lav sheyesh bekoros, and we're going to get out of Kibud Avvoim that would have a half a minute if not for the drasha, that's doicha Shabbos. And the taka say doicha lav sheyesh bekoros and kol ha'tera kulik, except for special cases like Yibum, which are efshar b'chalitza, which that Tosfos says is lo shamanu, and it's not like that, and the rule always, we always assume that I say is not doicha lav sheyesh bekoros, so Rashi can't be learning the Gemara correctly. But particularly, Tosfos asks on the Rashi that this whole idea that Yibum is efshar b'chalitza and it's efshar b'oifen acher is mamash kineged Gemara, and of chafal, if I mentioned this already the other day, we spoke about in the earlier sugyas, that the Gemara on the Chafalif speaks about how on the Daraisa level we actually pass in the Yibum is doicha loisa say, a regular loisa say. So if a grusha falls to a coin, the din Daraisa is that the mitzvah's Yibum is doicha the love of grusha the coin. Zokt of them the Gemara, what about the fact that it's efshe b'chalitza? So it's efshe l'kain shneim, and you don't have to have the dafka alidei the Yibum altogether. Why is the Yibum is doicha the grusha? So on that the Gemara says, no, chalitza b'mokam Yibum love mitzvahi, that the Mokum is the opportunity of a mitzvah gemura of Yibum. Chalitza is not even called a mitzvah altogether. So the mitzvah of Yibum is not called Efshayde Chalitza. Chalitza doesn't even count as a mitzvah. The Mokum, the Efshayde, is the opportunity to do a mitzvah gemura of Yibum. And that's why Yibum is Doicha, the love of Grusha Lakoyan. So Zog Taisa, the Amish of Efeyashi Gemura, the Chalitza Mokum Yibum love mitzvah. It's not called it is a way out. I could be Mekayan, the mitzvah Yivomen, Ayde Chalitza. So what's Rashi learning into this gemura over here? Mamish Punk Fakert. Exactly the opposite that over here was saying that granted we'll say a rule from Kovod Avaim and Shabbos, we'll take out a rule from there that I say Doichalav Shesh Bekoris, but it wouldn't apply to Yibim, and you wouldn't have had a half a minute by Yibim as Doichalav Shesh Bekoris, because Yibim is Efshay Dechalitza. The Gemara says, on Chafal if the Yibim is not. Chalitza Mokum Yibim Lav Mitzvahi. That's the very big kasha of Tosfos. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovod Ha'oros answered this question based upon the Chakira that we said over B'Shmoy. We spoke about him already the other day, the Chakira that Rabbi Chanan declared, and he always speaks about this inyan when you say, I say, is Doichalav Shesh Bekoris, is it the Kiyum Ha'esa, the fulfillment that you get the Kiyum for the Asay, is that what's Doicha the Lav? Or is Asay Doicha Lav? Lois Asay. Is it the Kiyum Ha'esa that's Doicha the Lois Asay? Or rather, is it that the Bittel Ha'esa, thus has the violation of the Asay that's going to be incurred? If I'm just going to worry about the Lois Asay and not the Asay, I'll violate the Asay. It's the Bittel Ha'esa that's what's Machayev me to be Doicha, to override the Lois Asay. That's what B'chonin Shaila. So B'chonin says over here, based upon that Chakira as follows. He says that this we already spoke from him the other day, that Avada, if you're learning out the regular din of Aseid HaLoi Haseid from client B'tzitzis, which is the mocker, that Tzitzis is Doicha client, so it's clear that the Kiyum Ha'esa is Doicha the client, and you see that clearly because, like we spoke from him the other day already, really, a person is not Muchrach to fulfill this mitzvah of Tzitzis at all, and to have the beggar of Tzitzis at all. He could either take off the beggar, he could round the corner, he has a way of avoiding entirely the din Esa in Gansin. So why do you call that Efshe L'Kayim Shneihem? Let him take off the beggar around the corner, and then he won't have a stira between the essay of tzitzis and the lois essay of klaim. Elamai muzman zogan, like we spoke from Avachana the other day, that akoponim, if I take off the beggar, I won't have the kiyum ha'essa of tzitzis, and the kiyum, the fulfillment, the kiyum of the mitzvah essay of tzitzis is what's doicha the lav. So then we take out that by regular essay, doicha lois essay, the kiyum mitzvah is doicha the lav. Memei, lo zogta b'chonan, that's why the Gemara says very good on daf chofalav, that chalitza, by yibim and chalitza, the kiyum mitzvah of yibim is doicha the lav of grush l'koin. Ay, it's efshe de chalitza. No, but chalitza won't have a kiyum. Chalitza is not called a kiyum. But avad is like the b'chon, and it's true. Then, if instead of doing the yibim, I do a chalitza, I'm not being over on the assay of yibim. I'm not being mevatel the assay. I'm not violating anything. But at the same time, I'm not going to get the kiyum mitzvah of yibim if I do it de chalitza. And we know that by assay de chalitza, assay bi'alma, we always say that kiyum ha'essa is doicha the lav. And that's why over there it's very good, the Gemara, that kiyum ha'essa of yibim is doicha the lav of grusha l'koin, even if you could have evaded the whole stira entirely and not got any kiyum or any stira, any averis halav by doing the chalitza. That's true by asay doicha lo yisasei. Masha'enkin over here is what the b'chonim by asay doicha lav sheish bekoris, which according to Rashi, there really is a mocker over here in the Gemara that asay is doicha lav sheish bekoris. And where's the mocker? It's from Kibbut Avaim. Now, Zot HaBachonim, by the mocker case of Kibbut Avaim, we're talking about a scenario, we're talking about a case in which if there is no way around mamish violating, mamish being mevatel, the mitzvah of Kibbut Avaim, if I'm going to just worry about the Shabbos and not perform the Kibbut Avaim. It's not like I can patter myself in some manner and just not to get the kiyum. You're going to be violating, you're going to do a bittel gomer of the father told you, shoitli, he said, bashali, the father told you to do these things, and if you're not going to do them, you're going to be mevatel mamish the esa. So kum techois, that by asay doicha lav shesh bekoris, there, that what's going to be doicha lav shesh bekoris is insufficient, stam that I want to get the kiyum esa, and that's sufficient to be doicha lav shesh bekoris. No, that's not sufficient by itself. By asay doicha lav shesh bekoris, it's necessary that the fact that if I don't perform this esa, I'm going to get a bittel mitzvah mamish, I'm going to be in violation, I'm going to be over on the mitzvah say. That's what it takes in order to be doicha lav shesh bekoris. And the melef, so, say Rashi is very good. By the case of yibum, that it should be doicha lav shesh bekoris, like an achoy sijas nefelas liyibum, over there, it's true that if you do chalitza instead of yibum, you won't get the kiyum mitzvah of yibum, because chalitza, the mokam yibum lav mitzvahi, so a kiyum you're not going to have, but kaponim at the very same time, a bittel you won't have either, you're not mevatel mitzvah yivomen, if you do chalitza, a bittel it's not, so a meile heyoyis, to be a say doicha lav shesh bekoris, to be doicha mamash, to choymer halav, of a lav shesh bekoris, it's necessary necessary to have. Not stam that I want to have the kiyum ha'esa, but the fact that I'm ready, I'm going to be over on a bittul ha'esa. That's what's going to come to me. A bittul ha'esa, that's not true, and it's not the case ma yibim, because it's efshay dechalitza, which will stop you akapanim and save you from the bittul ha'esa. So that's why to say that by yibim I should have the say of yibim be doichad lavshish be chorus of erva dos nish, that is called efshay dechalitza, because akapanim the chalitza will take away the bittul ha'esa, and to say a say doichad lavshish be chorus, for that it's necessary to have that you're running up against a potential bittul ha'esa. That's a bachonin's pshat. Now, Toisis is choylek upon Rashi's pshat in this Gemara because he has kashis, and Toisis learns in Gans and Anis completely differently the dichoy of the Gemara shekein hechsher mitzvah. And the way Toisis learns is that when he is suggesting that the assay of kibbutz avaim would have been doicha Shabbos, and therefore you see that assay is really doicha lav shesh bekoros, the Toisis goes that this Gemara is falling back, going back to an earlier suggestion that was made at Hatzor on the Gemara on top of Vavam and Aleph, which is that the Gemara suggested on top of Vavam and Aleph that maybe the father told him to be over on the mitzvah of loisasei of Shabbos of mechamer. Mechamer on Shabbos is only a loisasei bialmo. It's not a koritz. It's not a malocha gemura. Mechamer means that you're going to guide and lead your animal, lead your donkey, lead your animal to carry something on Shabbos, and that's a loisasei in the Torah. Atu vehemtecho, a special drasha that Chazal dash and atu vehemtecho that you can't guide your animal on Shabbos. You're not over on a malocha gemura. It's not a personal malocha. You don't get any koritz, but there is a loisasei. And maybe the case where there was a half a minute, the Gemara suggested that the kibbutz avaim is doicha Shabbos is bechlal not by the case of lashish bekoros, where the person will do the malacha, the son will do the malacha, but rather he'll guide his animal, and in such a case he'll only be over on a regular loisasei, and the suggestion would have been, the havamina would have been, that kibbutz avaim should be doicha the regular loisasei of mechamer on Shabbos, which of course is a havamina, kibbutz avaim should be doicha a regular loisasei, and you bechlal don't see over here that we're talking, running up against a loisasei shesh bekoros. L'maisa, the Gemara asked earlier, and according to Tosfos, that's what we're coming back to over here, that it's fair to say that the suggestion was that the father's kibbutz should be doicha mechamer, because if you see lefiho emes that kibbutz avaim is not doicha mechamer, because you have a drasha of kol chamachiyovim bekvoidi, so then we should learn out from here a say einoi doicha lois say. Let's take out of here that a say is not doicha lois say, just that kibbutz avaim is not doicha mechamer on Shabbos. That was the Gemara's kasha earlier. So of them, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is now suggesting a teretz shekein hechsher mitzvah. What does it mean hechsher mitzvah? Zok Tosfos amir diki yisoid, which is discussed at length by Arichos, Rishonim, and Achronim. Very important yisoid. That Tosfos says that the Mechamer act, when a person is, what are you doing over there? Your father needs food, he needs to eat. So you're taking the food on the donkey to carry it to the father in order to bring the food to the father to be able to, he should have lunch, he should have what to eat. So the father told you to do the Mechamer, and there was a half a minute that kibbutz avaim is doich of the lois of Mechamer. Zok Toisfis, the pshat in the maskonas hagemora, but pshat in the drosha, that it's not doich of Mechamer, is the Mechamer is not the guf ha-mitzvah of the kibbutz avaim, because it doesn't fulfill, it doesn't contain the actual fulfillment of the father's needs, the miloi tzrochim of the father gufa. It doesn't satiate him, it doesn't fill him up, it doesn't have the actual food in it. It's the way to bring about, to get the food to the father. That's only a hechsher mitzvah of kibbutz avaim. The word hechsher mitzvah, according to Tosfos over here, means what it means usually in Shas. Hechsher mitzvah. It's only preparation. It's a preparatory, preliminary act of the mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah of kibbutz avaim is not till later, when the father is going to eat it. So therefore, in the chanami, the hechsher mitzvah, the preliminary mitzvah of kibbutz avaim is not toicha. The Shabbos of Lachamer, la toicha lois hasei, but you don't see from there that an asei gomer wouldn't be doicha lois hasei, because here it's only a hechsher mitzvah, bring the food to the father. That's how Tosfos learns of the Gemara. The Ritva over here says the same pshat as Tosfos, and he moisif a knech, he lakes to a nekuda, that the Ritva says that the mechamer act, which is just bring it to the father, that's only a hechsher mitzvah, it's a preliminary act, it's not the guf ha-mitzvah itself, like Tosfos says. He says it's not like the bishul ushchita. And the Ritva says that bishul ushchita, let's say a person cooks for his father needs lunch, he shechs for his father needs meat, those are the guf ha-mitzvah itself. You're going to say, zok there, no, they're only preliminaries, it's only when you feed it to the father, you give him the food, that seems to be the guf ha-mitzvah. Faket Shchita u'bishul sounds more like it's mechamer, it's just a preliminary act. Not the name. That's not true. Why? Because bishul u'shchita loisagya delav didhu. So that's kegufa da'achila. That's like you're feeding the father itself. In other words, since these are absolute hechrechiyistika acts, there was no such thing as takeout, perhaps in those days, whatever it is, it was an absolute necessity that in order to get the food to the father, you're going to have to mevasha, you're going to have to shed, and therefore even though it doesn't contain within itself the actual intrinsic fulfillment of the kibbutz av, which is the machiloy and mashkehu, nonetheless they are considered a chelik of the guf hamitzvah because they're hechreichiyistic, they're integral to the performance. So the shechita and the bishul are a chelik of the guf hamitzvah, but the Gemara is talking about machamer, which is just bringing it across the road to the father, and that is only a preliminary, that's only a earlier hechshim, it's a type act, and that's what the Gemara says, that this, that kibbutz av aim of machamer is not going to be doicha the lava machamer on Shabbos. That's just, it doesn't show you. I say, in the doicha lois, I say, because here it's just a hechsher, because you're being machamer. That's a bit full. It occurred to me, I was thinking, and I actually saw that the Sefer Chedushi Basra on Masechta Yevama says this thing, of anorot here, that it seems that on this one nekuda that the Tosfos would argue on this. Because Tosfos is mashma, he's meduyik in the Tosfos, that not only is machamer considered a preliminary hechsher mitzvah act, but even shechting for the father, and even cooking for the father, all these appear to be called preliminaries in the eyes of Tosfos. And the gufa mitzvah only seem to be when you're actually feeding him. Because Tosfos says a lashon over here near the end of the Tosfos that Seyois, says Tosfos, that roivin yoni kibbud al yadeya hechsher mitzvah. In other words, a bederach klal, when a person is going to do activities in order to serve his father, these activities usually involve the hechsher. They involve bringing it, they involve cooking, they involve whatever it is. I mean, Tosfos says, in yoni, roivin yoni kibbud involve the hechsher. So therefore, Tosfos says, so mele, the Torah already made an absolute rule across the board that kibbud av ha'em is never doiche Shabbos, afilu or mechamer, or whatever, the lavan of Shabbos, afilu in a case where I would find that the kibbud would, that the mechamer would contain the guf ha-mitzvah, I would still say, Zok Tosfos, that Hayoyis, that Roivin Yoni Kibbutz Av Yedei HaHechsher, so therefore, we've set a flat din, that Kibbutz Av Ha'em is never Deicha Shabbos. That's what Tosfos says. But for this Lashon of Tosfos, that Roivin Yoni Kibbutz Av Yedei HaHechsher Mitzvah, it's really mashma that he didn't limit the Hechsher Mitzvah, the preliminary, to just to the Mechamber alone, like the Ritva did, and say, like the Ritva says, that Shechita and Bishul are the Gufa Mitzvah, because then, Vachtesi, then Roivin Yoni Kibbutz Av Yedei HaHechsher. Takerite, anytime you cook, anytime you shecht, anytime you do all these things, it's going to be considered to be Gufa Mitzvah. It's mashma and Tosfos that he understood the Shechita and Bishul and Mechamer, whatever, and bringing, whatever it is, all these, up until the very last moment when you serve the food to the father, they're all preliminaries, not like the Ritva, and the Guf HaMitzvah is only the actual serving of the food to the father. Very important statement of Tosfos and other Rishonim, and we'll see how the Achronim deal with this Chiddush of Tosfos. But first, we ought to deal with the very important Stira Gedoyle in the Tosfos on the Sugya here, which is discussed by Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz HaOras. Rabbi Chanan asks as follows, Tosfos on the bottom of Hamad Beis brings down the Gemara in Masechta Kedushin. The Gemara has a case where Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim V'Imma Omeris Hashkeni Mayim. The father says, give me water to drink, and the mother says, give me water to drink, and what do you do? So the Gemara says that you do the father first. Why? Because Ata V'Imecho Chayov and Bekovod Avicha. Because Hayoyis said the mother is also Mechuyav in the covet of the father. So therefore we say, Ata V'Imecho Chayov and Bekovod Avicha, you and your mother are both Chayav in the father's covet. So therefore we tell you that you should do the father first before the mother. That's what the Gemara says. So, and the Gemara doesn't bring any svara, any pasuk for that. It's not a pasuk. It's just a svara that since you and your mother both chayav mechabed the father, therefore the father comes first. Frektosis, if that's the case, why did the Gemara over here and Hamad Beis in the bottom of the Gemara need a special drasha to tell you that where the father tells you to violate the Shabbos in order to cook for him or whatever it is, whatever the case is. So therefore, you have to ignore the father and keep the Shabbos, which that's the drasha of the Gemara over here. Instead of listening to the father, you listen to the Shabbos. So frektosis, you should say the same way the Gemara had a svar over there in Kedushin without a pasuk. Atav v'ivecha chayovim bekovet avicha. We should say here atav avicha chayovim bekovet amokum. Let's say over here that you and your father both chayim and kovet avish. The same idea, and you should say mi svara that you ignore the father and go with the Rabbanu Shalom and keep the Shabbos. So I don't even need a pasuk altogether of imivav tirosh. I don't need any of this. I just have the svara, the same svara the Gemara says in Kedushin by the mother and father. You should have over here by the father against the Rabbanu Shalom, and you go with the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says a chiddush. Tosfos answers by saying v'yesh loymer. Which means what? That in fact, that Gemara Masechta Kedushin was never intended to be a Svara V'Yalma, some kind of a logic that the Gemara comes up with, Stam Mikoyach HaSvara, that you go with the father over the mother because she's also Chayav in the father's covet. Nein, it's learned out of this Rasha in our Gemara, that just like our Gemara has a Rasha, that when the father tells you something, you ignore that, when it's Geneged Shabbos, you ignore the father and go with the Rabbanu Shalom. And the Hezber is, like the Gemara says, Kolchem Chayovim b'kvoidi, because you and the father are both chayiv in kavod of Hashem. So from there I learn out a concept that who are then by mother and father, so you and the mother are both chayiv in kavod of the father. It's learned out of this gemara, and in meila it comes out as a teitzo, an outcome. Once I have the drasha here, then and only then do I know the din over there that you and your mother are both chayiv in the kavod of the father. So you go with the father first. That's Tosfos as teretz. Zokta b'chonan hakoponim it's mavur b'mish b'feirish. I mean clearly mavur b'feirish in this Tosfos that the hebrew in the drash over here that kibbutz avaim is not techa shabbos is based upon a special quality that's unique to kibbutz avaim, which is that the father alain he himself is mechuyev and covered the ben shalom. So how could he tell you to override and ignore the dini hatorah, the name of the ben shalom, when he himself is mechuyev in the covered of the ebishter? And like I apply it from here to the case of the mother that she is also chayev in the covered of the father. So it's a unique concept which is a part and parcel of something unique that pertains to the mitzvah of kibbutz avaim bazundi. Kibbutz avaim special. That's what you see from this Tosfos. Lies later on, or the Tosfos we just discussed, on bottom of Vav and Aleph, L'chayr comes at Fakert. Because over there, Tosfos is Mavur, that the Gemara wanted to actually learn out from kibbutz avaim, the way he understood the Gemara. They want to learn that from kibbutz avaim, that's not doicha loisa say of Mechamra on Shabbos, that who didn't know a say is ever doicha loisa say. I say ain't a doicha loisa say. And the Gemara had to say that it's a special thing, it's only a heksha mitzvah of kibbutz avaim, it's a preliminary. So that's why kibbutz avaim is not doicha loisa. That's why you don't take from kibbutz avaim that a say is b'chlal and not doicha loisa say. Zakter b'chana, that doesn't make any sense if you accept what Tosfos says on part of a hamid beit based upon the sugin kedushin that it's unique to kibbutz avaim. There's a special, unique quality, like a unique weakness in kibbutz avaim, which makes it unable to be doicha the mishpatei Hashem because the father alain is mechuyev in the kibbutz of Hashem. So b'chlal was the hamid in the sugin yivomis the way Tosfos learns it up on the vav. What was the half a minute that we should take out of kibbutz avaim? She'ein a doicha loisa say that who didn't know a say is doicha loisa say. It's no tzushtel at all. Kibbutz avaim is a unique quality where it's not doicha loisa say because atav avicha chayovim bekavod Hashem kol chachavim bekvoidi like the lashon of Gemara. So b'chlal there is no half a minute altogether to take out and stole tzu kibbutz avaim. It's not doicha lav. So therefore no a say is doicha lav. Isn't it a unique quality in kibbutz avaim that makes it unable to be doicha the lav? So that's a big steer in Tosfos. So b'chanan says the way Tosfos learns of the Gemaras and the two Tosfos will be a steer in the Gemaras because in kedushin we seem to be saying and taking out of the sugya in the drasha here shabsoyset eshmoiru that there's some unique weakness in kibbutz avaim itself that makes it unable to be doicha the rotzon Hashem, and what then the mother can't go against the father. But over here in the Yivamis on Davov, the way Tosfos learns of the sugya in Yivamis on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is saying that it's not something special to kibbutz avaim. And fakert, I would have learned that a kibbutz avaim from there that's not doicha alav, that no one says doicha alav if not for the fact that we're talking about hechsher mitzvah, a big kasha. Zokta b'chonon that avada I have to deal with the question first that the sugya in Yevamos deals with on the Vav and Aleph to suggest that kibbutz avaim if it's not doicha olav then no asei should be doicha olav because really misvorach itzoyna zokta b'chonon it's impossible to taina that kibbutz avaim has a weakness to it because you and your father both have to listen to Hashem. Zokta b'chonon, what do you mean you and your father have to listen to Hashem? The same Ibn Shalom that gave you the lois asei of mechamer and that gave you all lois aseis, that same Ibn Shalom gave you asei of kibbutz avaim. So when a person fulfills the kibbutz avaim, he's mekayim the tzivui Hashem in the same manner that when he fulfills the law of mechamer, he's mekayim the tzivui Hashem. And if we have a rule that asei is doicha lois asei in kolot terakula, then we should apply the rule over here and tell you that the tzivui Hashem is gufa to tell you that the kibbutz avaim is doicha the law, and the fulfillment of the kibbutz avaim will itself be the tzivui Hashem. That's no taina that kol chachiyom bekvoidi the father has to step aside and mechaber the ebishter. That is kavod Hashem is keeping his mishpatei haTorah, and in this case, the mishpatei haTorah that's supposed to be fulfilled is the kibbutz avaim because asei of kibbutz is doicha lois. The main law, I first have to determine, I'll be the klolim of a say doicha lois say that a kibbutz avaim is andish. The kibbutz avaim is somehow, I'll be the klolim we're going to say, is einoy doicha lois say. And that's what the Gemara establishes on Vav and Aleph and says, you know, we have to say the kibbutz avaim is a heksher mitzvah because it's only mechamer, it's a preliminary step, and therefore it's only a heksher. If it wouldn't have been a heksher, then the tzivu Hashem, the tzivu of the Rabbanim Shalom is gufa going to be to do the kibbutz avaim, and there's no svara of kochachavim bekvoidi, let the father stand aside. Why should he stand aside? The Ebishter himself is mitzvah to mechaber the father. So we say first, the first step in the cheshbon is avada to go with the sugya on vav and aleph, and you have to establish that kibbutz avaim doesn't have the koyach of an asei gomer over here because it's only a heksher, it's a preliminary step to the kibbutz. So therefore, we would not apply the rule of asei doicha lois asei. That's the first step. However, zokta v'chana, and we could still arrive at the additional yisoy that Tosfos attributes to the sugya in Masechet Kedushin as well. Why? Because even though we have already successfully established that kibbutz Avoim is not doich eloisasei, because it's not the actual guf hamitzvah of kibbutz Avoim. It's only the hechsher, the preliminary step. So good, asei of kibbutz is not doich eloisasei. But what happens if a person, we've discussed this in the past, what happens if a person ignores the rule that he should not have been doich eloisasei, and he does the asei, and he'll listen to the father, lomazogin, and he'll taka do the mechamer act for the father in order to fulfill the kibbutz Avoim? What's going to be the din then? So Gevaintlich, we really should have said, according to the usual rules, that the person got the mitzvah of kibbutz Avoim. Granted, he did a wrong thing, he should not have done it, he's over on mechamer, he has to klap al chet. Those things are all true, but lemaisa, after all is said and done, he's going to get the mitzvah of kibbutz Avoim because he did it for his father, to get food to the father. So he would get the gufa mitzvah of kibbutz Avoim. But if then zok the Gemara, that's what the Torah is telling you, an additional nekuda zok the Vachana, that over here, where the asay of kibbutz by mechamer is not doicha the lois asay of mechamer on Shabbos because it's only a hechsher, we have an additional clue with saying, you know what, that you don't even get any mitzvah of kibbutz Avoim at all. And that also is nichlal in the pasuk imav avatiro shabsoyis etishmoyu, which means to say that b'mokum where it runs up against Shmira Shabbos, there will not even be any kiyum mitzvah at all imav avatiro except with the shabsoyis etishmoyu. And if there is shabsoyis etishmoyu and it runs up against the Shmira Shabbos, then I don't even have any mitzvah of kibbutz Avoim at all. And what's the pshat in that? In that additional step, the hezber in this additional nakuda, that even if you will violate and do the mechamer wrongfully, you won't even get a mitzvah of kibbutz of them zok toisis, based upon the sugya in kedushin that we're saying, like the Galoshan Gemara over here, kol chem chayovin bekvoid, you know, the yois that the kibbutz Avoim in this case is not doicha mechamer on Shabbos. So therefore, if you ignore the dine Shabbos, the iser of mechamer, and do the covenant of the father, does a nishkin mitzvah at all? Because kol chem bekvoid says that the only covenant that there is in this case is the covenant of Hashem, and the covenant of the father is ignored. Once we've established that kibbutz Avoim is not doicha, the law says, say, so now the covenant of the father is mamash astira, it's oimer astira to the covenant of Hashem, which is to do the mechamer and fulfill the mechamer. And therefore, if you do wrongfully do that kibbutz Avoim, you're not even going to get any mitzvah. That's what the Gemara is saying, additional knech of kocham v'chovim b'kvoidi. It's like an additional step on top of the din of asay doicha, ein asay doicha, lois asay over here, because kibbutz is only a heksha, we said before. Once we've established it's not doicha, we also tell you it's not even a mitzvah kibbutz. And from that nekuda, the kocham b'kvoidi, the Gemara learns that the additional extra yesoid in Masechet Kedushin that by the father and the mother, so we say that the mother, you and the mother are chayav in the covenant of the father, and Ramela, therefore there is no kibbutz aim bim koim when it runs up against the kibbutz ha'av. But Rabbi Chana successfully gets around this big steer in the Tosfos in this way by telling you there's a sequence. First, you get the Cheshbon on the Vav to establish that I say it's not Deicha Lois, I say in this case. It's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. And then I have an additional Nekuda to tell you there isn't any Kiyum Mitzvahs Kibbutz Av at all, even if you ignore the rules of the Torah and do wrongfully the Kibbutz Av, and that's because of the Kol Chacham Bekvoidi, and that's a Sugya in Masechta Kedushin. Now here we need to say over the Psak of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Kibbutz Avoim in Yeridei Simin Reish Mem at the end of the Simin. The Ramah says a Yesoidi is stick a Psak there and the Achronim of Falpol a lot and the Rishonim of Anorot here and the Vov and Yevamis to explain, to justify it to Mefalpol in the Psak of the Ramah. The Ramah paskins there Im Ha'av Moicha Babain Lisoi Eza Isha Shiach Boitz Bo Habain. The son wants to marry a particular woman, a particular Isha, and the father is Moicha and he protests, I am Mitzave, I command you, I don't want you to marry this particular woman that you want to marry. The son is not mechoyev to listen to the father. And the Ramah quotes this in the name of the Maharik. The Maharik Kolon says this thing, that a son is not mechoyev to listen to his father's commanding him as far as to not marry this particular woman. That's the Maharik. What's the pshat in this psak? Why is it that the son doesn't have to listen to the father? So over there, the Levush and the Hagoyes Drisha on the Torah over there both say that the pshat is because the father can't be mitzvah obeying to go against the commandment of the Torah, mitzvah olavra al divrei Torah, and Levush is mazber because shaloi mi kolisha zoicha adam lahoilut bonim v'havalei kemoinim mipur revu. In other words, that you really can't be assured that if he doesn't marry this woman that he wants, that he'll be able to mekayim pur revu in any other way. And therefore, the father this commandment not to marry this Isha is considered to mitzavehu lavor al divrei Torah. That's how they explain the psak of the Ramah. Lemaisa, if you look up the Tshuvas Maharik inside, and the going over there in the Bi'ah Hagro goes into this Tshuvas Maharik, so you see it's really mevur that was not the reason that the Maharik gave. The Maharik is the mocker of the psak of the Ramah. He doesn't give this reason. In fact, Yeruchim v'Shaperlo, like we'll see, is actually matmiya on the Hagoyes Drisha and the Levush. He says they give a reason that Lemaisa doesn't stim b'chlal with the Sheyer Shadvorim, the mocker of the Ramah, which is in the Maharik. And the going over there in the Bi'ah Hagro as an important pilpul in this psak of the Ramah. And the Gaon writes that the real hedber in this marik, which is what's mavur in the marik, is that the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim doesn't cover rotzoin ha'av, but it only covers guf kibud of the av. And this is a very big hakira, big stira to pupil in the poiskim. As we'll see, it seems to be a machlokes rishonim in the sugi, like the Achronim point out, right over here from Noten Yevomis, a big shiloh. In other words, when we speak of a mitzvah of kovoid ha'av, kibud av v'aim, so what kabbalas avicha v'esimecha? What is included? The Gemara in Masechet Kedusha in the first parak says machiloi, mashkeu, abishoi. These are all acts which have a guf hakibud of the av. They contain an integral honor and giving fulfillment that it needs of the father. You give him to drink, you give him to eat, you give him the clothing. If you clothe him, these are the guf hakibud of the father. What about when the father tells you, "I want you to do this, I want you to do that"? Samazoy, it's a rotzon ha'av, it's a tzivu of the father, but it doesn't contain an intrinsic fulfillment of the kovod or fulfillment of the needs of the father. So then the Maharik says over there, In the tshuva's marik, that as a matter of fact, there is no such mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. It's not part of the asay, and therefore that's why the marik says the father can't be moicha in the bein not to marry a particular woman, because that doesn't contain the fulfillment of the father's needs. And memeila, it's not included in the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. The goin over there in the bir hagro on that ramah says ayin toises yivamas davavim adalef, and then he says and he quotes the Ramban and the Rashbo of Anorot. So before, what does the goin want with the toises? The truth is that there's a strong raya from this toises, a tzusaf on the toises, because like we said before, what does Tosfos say? That in this Gemara, when the father commands the son, "I want you to bring with an animal to Mechamer the food over to me, and then I'll eat the food, you'll bring it to my house, and I'll eat it for lunch on Shabbos." So, say if kibbut is not doicha, the lava Mechamer of Shabbos, because it's not the guf ha-kibbut. Because you're not doing the etzem intrinsic fulfillment of the needs of the father, which won't come till later when you feed him. If he's going to say, Zot the Goin, that every time the father has a tzivu ha'av, every rotzen ha'av of the father is considered to be a guf ha-mitzvah of kibbut av aim, and so then why isn't Mechamer the Gufa Mitzvah? Every step of the way is a Gufa Mitzvah, as long as the father told you to do it, he commanded you, so you go ahead and do it, even if it wouldn't end up with any fulfillment of the father's needs. It was to be a mitzvah of Aseh of Kibbut Av, if that's Rotzon Av, it's Tzivu Av, right? So Zok the Goin, you see clearly from Tosef Chanda Gemara that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av aim is only when the father's needs are actually fulfilled. That's when you feed him, and I'm able to bring the food over. What your father told you to bring the food over, you would still say that the bringing the food is not the Gufa Mitzvah of Kibbut Av aim. So there is a mocker for the Maharik from there, that Rotzoin Ha'av is not the mitzvah of Kibbut Av V'Aim. And the Goin goes on, and he says, to look in the Ramban and the Rashbo, that both of these actually speak, and they stoke this Yisoy, they say it more clear than Toises, and the Rashbo actually says a Losh, and the Rashbo says that if the father to tell the son, Adova She'en B'Hanor Shel Klum, the Rashbo goes along the lines of Toises in the Sugya, and he speaks out, the father to stam tell the son something which is no Hanor to the father, stam it's a Rotzoin the father, stam he tells him do this and not do that, Ein Ze Kovoy Shnistava Aleha. That's not the kovod we're commanded on. The kovod, because as that sort kovod, Dr. Rashbo, stam to listen to him, where it doesn't end up fulfilling his needs. Ein boy eser shel toyer. There's no asay in the toyer. She yidcha afilu lav greida. There should be doicha even a lois asay. So the Rashbo actually goes through this and the Ramban as well, and they speak this thing out that this is not the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim, only if it will contain an actual fulfillment that it needs of the father, not stam for listening of the command. And that's why here, even he commanded to do the mechamer and to bring the food across the street with the animal, that's not the guf mitzvah of kibud av v'aim until his needs are fulfilled. So you see all these rishonim that they serve as a support for the marik. That's what the Goin says. But then the Goin fears ois at the end over there of the bir hagro. The Goin fears ois, and he says a remarkable thing. Abazok the Goin v'ayin shom b'rashbo. Look carefully inside in the words of the Rashbo. Shemash amidvorov. It seems to be implied in his words. Shedav kol lidchois lav ayin shom. In other words, that the Goin argues on the marik and the Ramo at the end of his words, and he says even though the Rashbo, which he himself quoted, appears to be a source for this psak of the Marik and the Rambo, you don't have to listen to your father on things that are external to him, outside of his needs, like who you're going to marry, you don't have to listen, and that the Rashbo and the Ramban of the Tosis appear to be a mocker for this. However, the Loshen Rashbo Zot HaGoin is really mashma. It's only when it comes up to an Asay Doicha Lois Asay, which you need a very strong thing, a power, a koyach, a eser, to be Doicha Lois Asay, and only then am I going to say that I don't have mamashat a mitzvah gemura of asay of kibud av unless the father's needs are fulfilled. But other than that, if I'm not looking to be doicha alois asay, then there is a pesachiyev. It's mashman the Rashbo. So the Goin, mashman the Rashbo, there is a chiyev to fulfill the rotzen ha'av, the tzivu ha'av, even if his needs aren't fulfilled. But when I'm looking to be doicha alav like I am in this gemura, that's where I need the asay gomur, and that's where the Rashbo and the Rishenu say this thing. You don't have the gufa mitzvah unless you're actually feeding the father. Now, what are the Goin saying? Because the Lashon Rashbo over there, the words of the Rashbam, we actually said it over before, the kovoid kozeh, that kind of kovoid, where you're not doing the guf fulfillment of the father's needs, just them listening to his commands. Ein boy asay shel toira, she yidcha fil lav grey. The goyin evidently made a very dachistic, a subtle diuk in the words of the Rashbo, that the Rashbo is not saying that this kovoid is not a chiv. It doesn't have an asay to be doicha olav. That's what he says. It's not an asay shel toira to be doicha olav. And the opinion of the goyin was that the Rashbo meant, epis a chiv there is, which is vashtikul mandem. What's the chat in the chiv if it's not an asay? What does kibbut avayim have like madregas? Is a madregas that's not an asay? What is he saying? But that's what the goyin took out of this Rashbo. It doesn't have an say shall tell you to be doicha olav. But vice toys, even listening to the Ratzon Ha'av is in fact, and his father's tzivoy, that's in fact a chiv, even though it's not an asay gomer. So it's a big, big, huge machloikis. It's a very big machloikis lahalocha with many ramifications that the goyin says that the Ramo and the Marik understood that anything that's not the guf of the fulfillment of the father's needs is not included in the chiv kabbat avayim. And the goyin argues, and he understands from his dakastika diuk, in the words of the Ramo, that even if it's not a fulfillment of the father's needs, still there is episachiv, it's just not on the madrego of an asay gomor to suggest that it should be doicha alav. The emphasis is that the going reading of the Rashbo is a very, very big chiddush. I mean, the earlier words of the Rashbo, before what these lashon over here, the Rashbo says that stam to fulfill the tzivu ha'av is ein zakovich nistava olav. That's the earlier words, and there it's pashtus mashma kipshutoy. It's not a kovach mitzvah. You're just not mechuyev altogether to fulfill the tzivu ha'av if it doesn't contain a fulfillment of his needs. And I got a sur, Bilcha Fisher Perlo, he has an arichas on it in the Chelak Ha'esin on the Chibra Mitzvahs, and he says a very strong lashon. He brings down the poiskim. And he says that it's Mufurish Lahedya, that's it, Losh Mufurish Lahedya in the Ramban and Rashbo, if I know it, that if you're not talking about a case where the needs of the father are fulfilled, but Stam his commandment is that it's Mufurish Lahedya, there's no Shom Chiv to listen to the father. He understands it's a Machalivi Shining, like we'll talk about it, if I know it over here, but he says that the Rashbo and the Ramban, they absolutely hold that there's no Shom Chiv, like, which is how the Goyin attributed this reading of the Rashbo to the Ramo. So it's a question, Dakas Tikashail, of how exactly the Medayik in the words of the Rashbo, whether he's going to be nochis that there is a lower level chiyah, which is not an asay gomor, which is to fulfill just a tzivu ha'av. There are lemaisa two different drachim in understanding this geder, this halacha that the goyin was machadish, and there are other achrenim and other poiskim that go with this din of the goyin that hold that a person is mechuyah to listen to the rotzayin ha'av, to his command, even if it's not a question of fulfilling his needs. But the goyin says it's not an asay gomor, like we said before. There's really two different drachim in the gedolim to understand the pshat in that. What, it's not an asay gomor, but what? But what is it if it's not an asay gomor? The chazayin ish in Masechta Kedushin, the Chedushim and Kedushin Evne Ezer in Siman Kuf Mem Ches, the chazayin ish goes on this goin, and the Chazon Ish writes, he understands that the pshat in the goin is that it's ken like a chatzi shir. This is something which you occasionally find. The halacha by a chatzi shir is that a person who eats a kezayas gomer of nevelo or something, he'll be get malchus. A chatzi shir, it's isa toira, but it's not the shir, it's not the lois hasei gomer to get the malchus. So you find sometimes that something is not a lois hasei gomer mamish, but still it's considered to be epis vos, iser toira. And there are certain marmakimis that the Chazon Ish points out that seem to indicate that some. Sometimes it's not just a question of kamos, of volume, but sometimes there's what's called a chatzi shir ve'eches. I say in this case, I have an assay. There's the assay gomor, and then there's a partial assay, which is not the assay gomor, but also was included in the assay, and in Meila, it's also a chiv. The goyin, Chazon Ish understands that that's pshat in the goyin, and the pshat in the goyin's rashbe, that the pshat is that the assay gomor is mamish to fulfill his needs, but afal pi kein, there is etis vos, like a lesser thing, which is to fulfill his command, what he wants you to do, as rotzen ha'av, and even that is included in the chiv, even though it's not a say gomer, it's doime, the Chazon Ish says, doime to a chatzi shir. In the Chedusha Rabbi Reuven over here, however, he learned pshat in this goins din differently. The idea that you mechuyev to listen to the Ratzon Ha'av, but it's not a say gomer, he understands it differently, and the truth is that in the lashon of the goin, it's mevur, and the Chazon Ish that we spoke of, mevur, he also was nochas to this as well. And that is that both Reuven and the Chazon Ish go with an idea that Reuven quotes Rabbi Kiveger, already suggests as a possibility in the Tshuva this idea, and that is that naniach, if a father tells a son, I really want you to do this thing. It's not the fulfillment of the guf and needs of the father, but the father really wants his son to do a particular thing, and he commands him so chutz that he won't be mechuyev to fulfill the commandment of the father. Alf kibur avoeim, but afal pikein alf the din of moira avoeim ish imoy v'ov tiro alf the din moira avoeim to not go against them. One of the things that the Gemara says in Mitzach the Kedushin, as the poiskim can point out, is that the Gemara says that einoy soiser dvorov, that's nichlal in moira avoeim, to be in awe of them, to be awe-filled, awe-inspired by them. Don't be soiser dvorov, don't contradict your father outright. So over there it's talking about contradicting him verbally. He said this, and you contradict him verbally outright. But the Maisa, the Chazanish Tainas, Misvara, Chazanish says that the truth of the matter is, what happens if the father really wants you and he commands you to do this and this thing, and you go with a flagrantly different Hanhoga, a whole different thing? So that's the Chazanish said, what is that, less than Soyse Dvorov? It's less than contradicting him verbally and orally. If anything, it should be more. So therefore, it should be a violation of the din of Moira Avoim. And this point is quoted by Reuven Gazovsky here. He brings the truth of Gvega that suggests this thing that perhaps we could say. Gvega wants to nemon also that there is a din of Moira, that of, you have to fulfill the father's tzivoy. But Gvega suggests that there could be nichal on the din of Yiras of Imoy. And like the Chazanish points out, it's actually similar to the gather of Einoy Soyser Devorov. Now, Reuven says on this thing, Reuven is mazbe like this. He says that Tosis is still correct that if you don't have the guf hakibud of the father, the actual fulfilling of the needs, if the act that I'm doing over here to mechamer, to lead the food in the street, across the street by the animal, is not the guf hakibud, it's only a hechsher in terms of the kibud, then it wouldn't be doicha aloysa, say, as Tosis correctly says, even though what you're doing is an actual fulfillment of yiras of v'imoy, because only kibud avoim is doicha alav, like the Gemara gets into here, and yiras, moira avoim, is not doicha alav. That's why there's no discussion of moira Avoim and the Tosis and the Rishonim over here, even though they really would be a chiyuv to fulfill the commandment and the Rotzon Ha'av, al tzedin of Moira. Why? What? Why only kibud is doicha olav in the suggestion that tzadik the Gemara is mitzadik should be doicha olav and Moira is zicha not doicha? So Reb Reuven says a very interesting chiddush, which is medayek from the Lashonis of the Sefer Achinuch. He taines that Moira is. He says he very interesting. He's medayek in Lashon Achinuch like this. He says it's medayek in the Chinuchs that the din of Yiras Hashem to Hashem alakecha tira is be a soyder cholok. It's a whole different idea than the din of ish imavav of tiro. Because by the chinuch in reish yud beis, by the mitzvah of imavav of tiro, the chinuch says kaloyimai she yisnaheg ha'odom tefirizach, to act. Imavav imoy han hogos she'odom noyheg im mi she'yorim imenu. In other words, Rebuv makes an interesting deal. There's no mitzvah to actually be fearful of the fathers, be in awe of them, to be yore from them. It's a din han hoga. In other words, your han hogos have to be those of a person who would be in awe of somebody else, of an andere. It's not like by the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Hashem alakecha tira, where near the chinuch says a loshin in mitzvah tof lamed beis, over there he says, liyois Yiras Hashem al poneinu tomid levilti nechto, kaloyma sheniro bi asoin, we should be in fear of the Rebbeinu, we should be in fear of his onshim. Hashem alakecha tira is an actual fear that a person has to actually have. Ma she'en came the din of imav of tiro, the father, the year of the father, that's only on hogus. You should fear those hanhogas, which are hanhogas of a person who's in awe of somebody else. So Reuven says an interesting thing. He says that he holds, Reuven, based on these chinuchs, that the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is a mitzvah bekum ve'eser, a positive mitzvah to be constantly fearful of Hashem. It's an active mitzvah bekum ve'eser. Be fearful of the Rebbeinu Shem. Ma she'en kein, the mitzvah of imavav tiro is not a positive mitzvah, it's only an isra say. Because like the Gemara brings down, what is year of the father? Don't stand in the place where he stands, and don't sit in the place where he sits, and don't contradict him. All these things are negative, and they're dine hanhoga. Doesn't have to actually be a fear of his parents. It's a din hanhog, like the chinuch says. So therefore, it asers different hanhogos, which are a steer to the hanhog of a person who's in awe of an andere. So since it's an isra say, yiras av imoy is a isra say, like Reuven is medayik from the chinuch, and therefore an isra say is not doicha olav. Only a mitzvah say that's bakum ve'eser is doicha olav. Isra say is not doicha. So mele rishayim is good. The Gemara is good over here. Tosis and the Rashba and the rishayim that they're talking about whether you're doicha, and they have to get into whether it's a guf hakibud, because if it's not a guf hakibud, it won't have the kiyum mitzvah of kibud to be doicha alav, to suggest being doicha alav. Ma she'en kein, if you want to know whether you're allowed to go ahead against the parent, that you can't do, because that is a iser asay of yiras of imoy, which even though yiras iser asay is not doicha lois asay, so it's not discussed in the Gemara, but still is the din. You have to be yore from the parent, not be soiser even in hanhogois, and therefore there is a chiyuv, an iser, to go against the parent when the parent commands you, as rotzen is, to do such and such a thing. We'll mention one more important diuk in the Rishonim here from Yeruchim Fisher Perla. Yeruchim Fisher Perla names on Bepshita that he assumes that Avada is Mavur in the Rajban, the Ramban, and some of the Rishonim in the Sugya, that there is no mitzvah of Kibbut Avvaim at all, unless it's a direct fulfillment of the needs of the father. And that's like the Pashtas Eloshin of the Rajban, the Ramban, that the only tzivoy of kibbut avoim is to fulfill the father's needs. So according to that, the rotzoin ha'av, the tzivoy ha'av, which doesn't contain the fulfillment of his needs, is not a chiyuv of kibbut avoim. However, Yeruchim Fishel writes that the Me'iri of Hanorot, as well as the Rabbein Yeruchim when he brings this sugya, are actually meduyik very strongly fakeit. Because both the Me'iri and the Rabbein Yeruchim write that in the cases of this Gemara, we are zichrit talking that when the father told him to violate the Shabbos, he did so because the father had a need to get the cooked food. The same is true by the Gemara when it discusses a case in the Vov, the father tells him to go into the Kohen, to go into the Beis HaKvoros. That's also because the father has an Aveda on the Beis HaKvoros. The father has something that he needs the son to get there. All these cases are talking with a specific need of the father to fulfilled. Why? Says the Me'iri and the Ben Yeruchim. Because if you're talking that the father Stam commanded him without the father's needs being involved, then the father becomes an Einoi Oisa Maisa Amcho. He becomes a Rosha because he's telling the son umzist for no particular reason to go against the Dine Hashem and the Rots and Hashem, that a Kohen shouldn't go into the basic forest, not to Mechal the Shabbos, and Stam to tell the son straight away, without the father's needs being involved, Stam to tell the son directly to go against the Rots and Hashem, the Tzivuy HaTorah, that makes the father into a Rosh, who is Eine Oysa Maisa Amcha, and therefore there's a Ptur from Kibbut Avoim in such a case. So it's Meduyik, Zochir Ruch official, that both the Me'iri and the Ben Yeruchim understood that if not for this Din of Eise, Eine Oysa Maisa Amcha, that the father has been Rosh and Yipotel Melchabdoy, it would come out that they held that there really would be a direct chiyuv of kibbut avoim, even where the father's needs are not involved, there would still be a mitzvah of kibbut avoim to listen to his rosh and to listen to his tzivoy, which makes this thing a big machloikas rishonim, according to Yeruchim Fishel, that Ramban and the Rashba hold that the only mitzvah's kibbut is to fulfill the guf ha-kibbut, the needs of the father itself, and rosh and ha'av is not a chiyuv. Mashen kein, the Miri B'Yeruchim understand that the chiyuv of kibbut avoim even includes those things which are not a fulfillment of his needs, as long as there are rotzoin and a tzivoy. On Amud Beis, on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brings in the drasha that the mitzvah of Sreifas Bas Koyhen, that Bezin has a mitzvah to be Soyreif, to do the Misa Sreifas of the Bas Koyhen, where that mitzvah applies. So that's not Doiche Shabbos. The Gemara learns it out of Lois Tzavayru, Eish Pachol Mosh Veseichem, Vema Shabbos, and Mosh Veseichem, the Gemara Dashens, that refers to the Din Mishpatei Bezin. So that tells us that the mitzvah of Sreifas Bas Koyhen, the assay of Bezin to be Soyreif, to do the mitzvah Sreif on the Bas Koyhen, is not Doiche, the Lois Assay of Shabbos. And for the Gemara wants to take out that Aseh is normally doicha alav sheish bekoris. A special thing over here that the mitzvah of Bezdin to be served to Baskoin is not doicha Shabbos, but usually we would say that Aseh is doicha Shabbos or Aseh is doicha alav sheish bekoris. So Taisa says to Kasha, maybe if I care it, let's learn out of this din of Sreifas Baskoin not doicha Shabbos that Aseh is not doicha alav sheish bekoris. Just like over here, the Aseh is Sreifas Baskoin is not doicha Shabbos. So we'll say everywhere Aseh is not doicha alav sheish bekoris. Why is the Gemara taking out of here, say, is Doicha, and this is a special case. So Taisus says that, you know what, the Pshat in the Gemara is that Shabbos is a lav sheish b'mises bezdin. So, and the Chanami, Itaka is mavur over here that they are saying, let's say, of Shreifas Baskoin is not Doicha Shabbos, but that's a lav sheish b'mises bezdin, and the Chanami is saying it's not Doicha lav sheish b'mises bezdin. But to go one notch down in Choyber, it's, let's say, it's a lav sheish b'koros, but not a mises bezdin, so then I would say that a say is Doicha, a lav sheish b'koros, as long as it's less than the Shabbos, which is a mises bezdin. That Taisus is suggestion in Pshat and the Gemara. The Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva that based upon a very sharp diuk that he makes in the Lashonos of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, we could say a very sharp pshat in why we would not learn out from Sreifas Bas Koyhen Einoi Doicha Shabbos, to learn from there to elsewhere that Aseh is not Doicha Lav Sheish Bekoros, but rather we would single out Sreifas Bas Koyhen as a special case. That's not Doicha Shabbos, but elsewhere Aseh is Doicha Lav Sheish Bekoros, as the Gemara suggests. So why? Zokte, because if you medayik very carefully, and he brings Meirich, he brings the Yukim and the Lashonos of the Rambam in the Yad and the Sefer HaMitzvois, and in the Lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rambam and the Chinuch are both very stark meduyok, that this, that you Bezdin doesn't give people Onshem and Shabbos, rather the Gemara gives a case over here where it involves being killing somebody, putting someone to death, the Sreifas Bas Koyhen. The Rambam actually is mavur in Perek Chof Dalav HaShabbos that Bezdin is ma'anish with Malkus or Misa on Shabbos, regardless, Malkus or Misa, even though as Avinezer explains, Malkus doesn't really involve any kind of a loisa say. And he says even Misa be'emezok there doesn't necessarily involve a loisa say on the part of Bezdin. It involves Misa, involves the part of the loisa say, the violation of Shabbos, the Misa, the executioner, is even a Tils Neshama, the person who will do the actual Misa. But the Rambam is mavur that Bezdin gets the loisa say, which Bezdin it shouldn't have been so. What loisa say is there? Loisa vayrish b'chomish v'seirichem. I mean, some, but what melech Shabbos are you doing? Is Bezin doing? They're just mitzvah the executioner to put the woman to death. And the same is true in Malkus with it. Is no actual melech being done altogether, Dr. Avni Nezer. And yet, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch are both mavur that Bezin is going to get, anytime Bezin performs an onshi Bezin on Shabbos, they get a loisa say of loisa varu eish. And not just that, the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvos in loisa say Shinchov Bey says, Shaloi la noish b'shabbos. That's the loisa say. Don't give onshim on Shabbos. The same with the Sefer HaChinuch, Shaloi yasa hadayon dinim b'shabbos. The dayon shouldn't give dine onshi atoyah on Shabbos. It's, in other words, it's something which is apart and distinct from the question of whether you're doing a malacha. There's an etzim isur, a bazunder, a separate isur for an dayon not to imanish on Shabbos. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that from the Shor Shea Mitzvah, the explanation, what's behind it, Zokta, the Ebishter tells you to mechabe diyoim, sheyimtzu uboi menucho hakoil, even the choytim v'hachayovim. That's what he says. Everybody should have menucho. And so don't be manish on Shabbos. In other words, and therefore, Rabbi Nezer explains, that in the eyes of the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, this lois say of bez not to be manish on Shabbos is totally distinct from alochois. It's a specific and distinct esor on bezdin, a lois say that bezdin has not to give onshe bezdin on Shabbos. The Avni Nezer explains, he goes further, and he says that therefore, in this case, let's say Bethan would want to give the Unshim on Shabbos. It's not just that by happenstance we happen to have a happenstance conflict between an Asay and a Lois Asay. Bethan has a mitzvah to Imanish, the Noshim, and at the same time, there's a Lois Asay over here not to give the Unshim on Shabbos. Like this, Geveintlich, we usually say, Asay conflicts with a Lois Asay, even where it doesn't override, it's not Doicha the Lois Asay, but if you do it, you'll get the Asay, you just did it by Aveira. But over here, Zok there, the Pshat is that the Torah identified this specific act of being manish on Shabbos and identified it and set it aside as a lav. This thing is if it was lifted out from being an assay and it's a lois assay. It's not like I have a kloliastic assay which applies all over and I have a kloliastic lois assay that applies in many cases and in this particular case they happen to run into conflict. There I go with the klolim assay. Is doicha, it's not doicha. If you do it, you'll get an assay, you'll get an aveir, whatever it is. But over here, this specific act of being manish on Shabbos was specifically addressed by the Torah. It was lifted out from being a fulfillment of the assay of Mishpatei Bezdin, and it was identified separately as a lois assay, and therefore in this case, if a person will manage, Bezdin will manage on Shabbos, the Zecher not going to get the assay, because the Torah separated the Shabbos case from the mitzvah of Bezdin to manage, and said that on Shabbos Bezdin is not managed. It's lifted out from being a fulfillment of the assay. That explains very well why it's impossible to take out of this Gemara a klal, a gilui milsa that just like Onshei Bezdin are not going to be doicha Shabbos, in the case of here, whatever it is, that Onshei Bezdin are not doicha Shabbos, who didn't know assay is ever going to be doicha Shabbos, whoever be doicha any lav sheish bekoros, like Tosfos suggests that the Gemara should have said. Because actually over here you see klar from the way that the Torah set up the lois assay of lois avaru eish, according to the way it's understood by the Rambam and understood by the Chinuch, that the pshat is that the Torah lifted this out from being called an assay. It's not even an assay bimkoim where it conflicts with Shabbos, because the Torah said no, that's a special thing. Shaloi lano ish b'shabbos. So therefore there won't even be an assay in that case. Kumtoi said there's a bazundere quality in the mitzvah of bezin to manish that says that it's an exception. That's inapplicable on Shabbos. There is no such mitzvah of being managed on Shabbos. That's why it's a special thing over here. By mitzvah bezin to be managed, it doesn't apply on Shabbos and it can't be done on Shabbos. But elsewhere, if not for the special drosha, I would have said that a say is doicha, a lois a say sheyesh bekoros. That's the Avni Nezer's explanation, explains why the Gemara wanted to say that there's some special quality in the mitzvah of Sreifas Paskoyan that makes it that it can't be done on Shabbos. The vice doicha, if not for that, I would have said that Sreifas Paskoyan type activities are doicha, and the says that Ba'almo the Gemara wants to take out that a say is doicha, a lois a say sheyesh bekoros.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.